many two-lane highways in New York City. A lot of wide berths that are given to cars and trucks in this city. I'm in New York. Roberta's in New York. Phil is here often because he has a place in New York. His work brings him to New York a lot, but right now his work gets us focused on food in general. The supermarket guru is here, Phil Lempert, who is in charge of examining food, understanding food, telling you about food, where's the good food, the bad food, how do you get yourself wrapped around some of the issues that have to do with the food and the comments that have come in this morning. You did not hear earlier on, we were talking about the Chinese cows, the herd of cows that are being modified. That are being...
Are you near cows now?
I am, yeah. Right. There's a lot of cows in New York City. Right, yeah. On Central Park West we are, and the cows are out there now grazing. Having their breakfast grazing.
Grazing on the Great Lawn.
So this business, Phil, of buying food, I mean, this is the latest example, or of having food made available to us and others in the world from questionable sources. You maintain it's either about price or taste or both. And that we basically don't care where our food comes from. Is that... Not at all.
If you look, and we're constantly surveying our consumer panel about this issue with country of origin and so on. No, people care a lot about it. What drives people to buy...
So then why are they buying this stuff, then, if they care? Why are they
cheap? Because it's
cheap. Well, okay, so we're back to the premise.
And frankly, you know, you don't have a lot of choice, Doug. 65% of seafood in this country is imported, most of it from Asia. Let's say you want to eat healthy. The government is saying, you know, eat at least two servings of seafood a week. And you want to do that, you go into the supermarket, and you can either buy, you know, Alaskan wild salmon for $20 a pound, or you could buy another salmon for $7 a pound.
The farmed...
What are you going to do?
Well, last night we went to dinner at this, you probably know this restaurant, what's it called?
It's a Vietnamese restaurant on 3rd Avenue called Lanan.
Yeah. All right. So we go there.
I've not been there.
And they have the fish dish that Roberta orders, and they bring the fish.
Oh, Doug had a fish.
And it was so gross.
It was a whole fish, and it was filleted out.
Just gross. Yeah.
So I started terrorizing Doug with the fish head.
So is that a local fish, or could that have
it
been
was,
a fish that came from Asia?
Sea bass, I think they said it was.
Yeah. It could come from Asia.
Yeah.
It wasn't alive, right? It was dead.
No, it was dead when it was cooked. Served and fried, yes. Yeah. The eyeballs were cooked, too. I think that's what freaked Doug out.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. It's like going to China to eat the stuff that's there. So
that's pretty gross.
It is really, it was really gross.
I'll confirm that for you.
Really gross. So under the circumstances, if you're looking at price, then you know if there are two things on the menu, maybe this is how to clarify it, Phil. If there are two things on the menu, there's a salmon that costs $20, there's a salmon that costs $7. Chances are you can figure out, even if you're among the dullest of us, that there's some different origin for the $20 salmon, and you might want
to
eat that.
Not necessarily. I think in that case, if it's in a restaurant, it's both the same.
And what they're do both you mean?
And they're just giving it to you. They're able to. They mask it. Just give you a different
sauce or different preparation.
Right, but it's the same salmon.
Restaurants can't afford to have two different kinds of salmon.
Really.
Mm-hmm. But guaranteed, it's not the $20 salmon unless you're in a high-end restaurant. You're
exactly.
paying, you know, $45 for the dish.
Exactly.
Well, but if you're paying $20 for one, it's the same salmon, and $7, who's the fool here?
Oh, right. Exactly.
And they don't have to tell you that, do they, Phil?
No.
They don't have to. There's no disclosure. You just the buyer beware.
But
hopefully,
come to think of it.
Someday. We'll have country of origin labeling on, you know.
But would you get that on a restaurant? Would you expect to see in the menu, this fish comes from Thailand?
They had the law the way, you know, we had the calorie law in New York where you have to post the calories on a menu.
Wow.
I think if we as consumers demand that information, it will appear.
So then we get into the two classifications now of food buyers and users. We used to have three, kind of like we had the high-end income people, and we had the poorer income, we had the people in the middle. Now we don't have, the same thing is true with how people are health-wise. There are the very healthy and health-conscious folks over here, and there are the people who don't give a damn about their health, and there's nobody in the middle anymore. It's like either you're healthy, you care where the food comes from, you think about it, you want to take care of your family, or you don't care, and nobody pays any attention to it. I don't see much of a middle ground here anymore, Phil. And Phil doesn't.
I agree with you. You know, if you go up and down the aisles of the supermarket, you'll see two different kinds of shopping carts. Exactly what you're talking about. Mm. The healthy shopping cart, and then just let's pile whatever we can get in, whether it's about what the kids are going to eat or what we can afford. And you don't see a lot of people really sitting there and or standing there in the aisles reading the labels and really wanting to learn.
All right. As the supermarket guru and somebody who kind of looks into the future a lot, do you see two kinds of supermarket chains developing? The chains that specialize in giving you the cheapest crap you possibly could find, and then supermarket chains that give you the best. I mean, the Whole Food store, I suppose, or Trader Joe's.
Sure.
That sort of thing. Are there more of those? Because you don't go to Trader Joe's and find junk.
They do have fish from Asia, though.
In Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I was there a few weeks ago, and I was looking at the fish. A lot of frozen fish from Asia.
Mm-hmm. And it says so on the label, though.
It is labeled.
Has to by the label. Yep.
Yeah.
By law.
All right. So do you see that as something in the future that's going to happen?
No, I think we already have it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we keep in mind that the biggest supermarket chains, the Kroger's, the Safeway, the Albertsons of the world, and the like, that's still mainstream. So that exists. Then on one end, you've got the Aldi's, you've got the Save-A-Lots, you've got the grocery outlets, you know, talking about the least expensive, you know, no frills, just get me my food as cheap as I can. And then you've got the Whole Foods. Now, what's interesting about Trader Joe's, they're actually somewhere in the middle, because while you do get great value from them, they've got a lot of great, unique foods as well. So they're really more of a hybrid, and I think that that's what we're going to start to see. More stores following the Trader Joe's model, limited assortment, smaller stores, but having something that's unique.
All right. So there's Phil's prediction. It's very interesting. I've noticed over the last, I would bet, 23, 24 years of watching these trends, it's fascinating to see how things have changed as dramatically as they have, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think we're going to see a lot more change as food prices go up, as weather conditions is really changing the food supply, if you would. I think we're going to see a lot more changes occur.
Phil Lempert is here, brought to you by the folks who are responsible at the American Egg Board for keeping those egg farmers in line. The incredible edible egg that is great at breakfast, great at lunch, great for snacks. Great for, even we have our own chicken right here in the studio laying an egg. As you look at this incredible egg. Wow.
Is it a white or a brown egg?
It's a brown egg.
Okay. Yeah. You know, that's the one thing, and I happen to love eggs, as you know.
Yes.
That's the one thing that always upsets me, that brown eggs cost more than white eggs.
Because?
Is there a reason?
Nope.
There's no difference, right?
No difference. Absolutely no difference. No difference taste-wise, nutritionally, just a different kind of hen is laying it.
Hmm. It's the Rhode Island Reds, right, that lay the brown eggs?
But it costs more.
All right, so that's fine. I'm glad to hear that, Phil. What about the rest of the information we need about the incredible edible egg?
Just 15 cents, you know, under 100 calories. Loaded with all kinds of great nutrients. And again, my recommendation is go to incredibleegg.org for all kinds of recipes where you can just discover everything. My favorite recipe, it's the simplest ever, is a hard-boiled egg with a little bit of salt in the afternoon as a quick pick-me-up.
Mm.
It's 16 after on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it. it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
One of life's greatest joys is becoming a parent. But it doesn't always happen overnight, even with careful planning. There are resources to help couples conceive, such as over-the-counter tests to pinpoint ovulation, a critical element to conception. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Yale University, has more.
Every woman's body is unique, so it's important to understand your body's cycle. First Response brand digital ovulation test tracks your ovulation based on your personal and unique LH hormone levels, making it possible to know your cycle and to determine the best to try to conceive. First Response brand digital ovulation test has enhanced technology that remembers your LH hormone levels and reads your own unique surge.
The First Response digital ovulation test is over 99% accurate at detecting the LH surge in laboratory studies. For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. What have we become is the question when it comes to you are what you eat. That old expression. So if you eat cheap food, does that mean you're going to be cheap?
No, it means that your insides are going to be cheap and they're not going to work as well.
And you're not going to live as long.
And it's going to cost you more in medical care.
You're going to think, do I buy a Pinto or do I buy a Mercedes?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's what kind of fuel you're going to create that's going to keep either the Pinto going or the Mercedes going.
One of the things that you followed this week are fresh veggies are coming around, fresh fruits. Cherries, for example, are available in the supermarkets. I don't know where they're coming from. Some of them are American, some of them domestic. Where do most of the cherries come from at this time of year?
Well, this time of year, most of them are domestic, matter of fact, which is terrific. And there's a new study that just came out from Michigan State University that's talking about the health aspect of cherries and that they can actually relieve pain.
Really?
I just happen to love cherries
when
I was growing up in New Jersey. We had a neighbor that had a cherry tree. And so I just grew up naturally, and that was the snack. But cherries are, for me, one of those almost forgotten fruits.
Cherries have benefits, but there's a taste to them, especially not the red ones, but the sort of yellowish ones. I find them to be more, what are they called?
Yellow ones.
They're called
the Rainier cherries are so good.
I think they're much more flavorful than the red ones.
The sweeter?
Oh, yeah, the yellow cherries.
You don't agree,
Phil? Sure.
I just don't like the taste. I don't like the color.
I love the yellow ones. I'm with you, Dougie.
Yeah, no.
All right. That's okay, Phil. You're in the minority, but it's all right.
No, it's a good place to be.
Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. Check him out online, supermarketguru.com. 21 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
How many of you are fans of American cars versus the European car? The new Tata. You know, since we got off on that last week, everybody's talking about the Tata.
Everybody's talking Tata.
The Tata.
I think half of it's the name.
No, really, Roberta? You think?
That's why you are the media expert you are.
When are you scheduled to go get your hair highlighted again?
Sometimes my brain gets real starved.
Having fun with Dubstep's good day. So
summertime is around the corner. Today is the 10th of June, so we have less than 2 weeks. The 21st would be the first half day, 22nd, first full day. So we're a week and a half away from the beginning of summer. You wouldn't know that in New York City, where it was hotter yesterday than it has been for a long, long time.
They said the real feel was 103.
Yeah. When you get, you add in all of the...
And the humidity.
The humidity and the dew point and all that other stuff. Very, very hot.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, it was. And so there are a lot of people who think, oh, let's get out of town this weekend.
But
the swimming
down,
pools
though.
Are going. Yeah, today's going to be a beautiful day.
But the weekend's going to be in the 70s and rain.
Yep.
Low 70s and rain.
Well, I'm happy I'm getting out of here then. I don't want to go. Go head west, young man. The summer upon us. The question, the Doug poll today, the daily poll, what's your favorite kind of summer produce? Phil talking about cherries and that sort of thing. If just joining us, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. We were talking about some of the things that are becoming seasonal, and cherries are extraordinarily plentiful this time of year, and they're yummy. So we're asking you to tell us what kind of food your favorite summer foods are. Watermelon, maybe produce is the better question, because it isn't food. Mm-hmm. Strawberries aren't really, I mean, they are food, but they're fruits.
Produce.
Yeah.
Right. Fruits and veggies.
Is it watermelon? Is it a strawberry? Strawberries are now just coming into season.
Mm-hmm.
Yum. Cherries, in season. Tomatoes, not in season yet, and yes, you're using hot tomatoes. Some
right.
of that stuff is around, but the tomato, I planted my tomatoes this past week.
You see the tomatoes in my garden. I'm growing them here.
Perfect. There
middle
you go.
Of Manhattan, I'm growing tomatoes.
Corn on the cob. There is some, let's see, it's been, I think, southern New Jersey, Delmarva, will have corn probably about 3 weeks. It's usually taking about 3 weeks. You get some 4th of July corn sometimes from some of the local growers.
Really?
Well, depending on how early they can get in the ground. Remember, spring comes, Washington, you go to the Carolinas and into Washington, usually everything breaks in Washington. I remember working there for a couple of years. By February, end of February, you could see things beginning to blossom. And things change dramatically. Just that 200 miles south of here,
right.
there's
right.
a difference. There's an amazing difference when what you get weather-wise here, or we get in the Northeast, versus what they get in Washington. So there are a lot of great things being grown. Then the other choice or not choice is impossible to pick just one favorite produce. I guess I like watermelon, strawberries, cherries.
Don't forget corn.
And corn. Mm. Didn't I say corn? I was talking about corn and where it came from. Yeah, yeah. No, we were talking about corn and where it came from.
That's a tough one. How about blueberries? You don't have blueberries.
Blueberries are wonderful. Yeah, blueberries are great. Actually, if you look at the list of things that are best for you from the berry world, because there's no extra sugar, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, all of those things, and strawberries, too. There isn't the extra, like we're eating oranges and tangerines and stuff this morning, extra sugar there. Jack Stockwell was talking about that with us yesterday. How and I think we asked the question, didn't we, Jennifer, about the realities of the sugar from carrots, the whatever is supposed to be really good for you, the orangey, yellowy things, apparently also have a lot of sugar in them.
Ah.
So if you're looking to maintain or lower your weight, then you can't do it. If we do the MetaFast thing, what we need to have is a lot of leafy vegetables, spinach, lettuce. Things like that that complements the MetaFast diet.
Watermelon but if you're going between carrots and potato chips, carrots all the way.
Carrots and potato, yeah.
Right?
Now, if you're eating potatoes without the skin on them, you get no nutritional value whatsoever from the potato. Put a little butter and salt on it, tastes good. But the nutritional value, and I'm not sure about it, I think potato has basically zero calories in it unless you put sweet.
No, potatoes have calories.
Yeah. I don't think they do. Unless you put sour cream. Or butter on them?
They do. They're about 100
calories.
You're
such a know-it-all.
Yes, they do, Doug.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden is protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
Flying in the face of conventional radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and I are in New York City. The Talkers Convention is this weekend, so we're here for that. Roberta's always here, but I happen to be taking advantage of her largesse.
What's you, my largesse?
Your largesse.
What? Yeah. There is less of me today than there was prior.
Thanks
to MetaFast.
You have been generous and allowed me a place to put my tired head. What's new at DougSteffen.com? Okay, so the story today, we already have done our number on the woman. The big story from today's show is the story of the woman who's given her daughter a gift certificate to get her body...
Her seven-year-old daughter.
Manipulated, yeah.
Yes.
Aye. All right, here's the story of Robert Adams, who loved to go out. Days like yesterday, working hard outside, and he goes and has a cool one. And he never really has enough money to buy both a drink and a working-class guy. So you either make a decision. You're going to buy a drink or going to buy some food.
Mm.
Can't have them both. Well, at least he thought not. So he goes to the ATM to... get some money so that he can, some people just go to the ATM and get a couple of bucks.
Right.
They carry no cash with them.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the ATM machine and he finds a bag. Opens up the bag, $17,000 in the bag. 17 grand in cash.
Whoa.
In the bag.
Not bad.
He said, I wanted to get enough money so that I can have a large burrito.
A really large burrito.
That's a big burrito, then.
17.
He did okay.
Went from Los Angeles to D.C.
Yeah.
Wow.
How big is this burrito?
$17,021 in cash. Mostly 20s and $100 bills.
Wow.
Bound by a rubber band. He thought it was a joke. You
Ooh.
Know, you have the, how the, like, what's punked? The
yeah,
thing
yeah,
that Ashley
yeah.
Kutcher does, or the
yeah,
old candid camera,
it
hidden
be a really
video,
big
all that.
Bag if it was 20s and 100s.
Yeah, well, it was a clear plastic bag, too, by the way. So he's
and
the first one.
And nobody saw it?
Apparently,
or?
Well, he was the first one. Who knows what the story was? So anyway, he said, I'd never had that much money in my hands in my life, but I had no qualms about at first thinking, I'm keeping this.
Mm-hmm.
That his urge at the beginning. Now, this is the question. What would you do if you walked into, come on now, honestly, you walk in to a bank, ATM, any place, and mm-hmm. you see thousands of dollars of cash laying around.
Right.
There's a camera everywhere now.
Right.
Hard to not be seen.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there are cameras.
Cameras everywhere.
That's right.
So what would you, in the face, Camera there, camera not there. Camera there, what do you do, Roberta?
Camera there, you had reported to the bank.
All right, camera not there?
I would tell the bank, you know what, I found something.
I got $5 outside.
If anybody comes in saying they lost something, call me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I found something here. And because, I mean, how are you going to identify that money?
Yeah, it's, anybody could come in and say, I left it.
Exactly.
But no, but they can look at the transactions. The bank can look at the transactions and see who took. But how do you get
$17,000
out of it? You can't. No.
That's somebody was carrying it on them for whatever reason and dropped it.
Yeah. Now, it could have been if it's drug money. It's if it's found out that it's drug money, then what do?
You still give it back.
You do?
No.
You do.
No.
I you guys keep it? I give it back both ways.
Really?
Or instead of giving it back, instead you donate it. You start, you know, donating it to maybe programs, drug abuse programs, AA-type programs, rather than give it back. Because if you give it back, what's going to happen to it?
Well, it'd be used to buy more drugs, distribute more drugs.
Right.
Anyway, this fellow, Robert Adams, said when he thought about it, he really didn't have the urge to keep it. It's not mine. I ought not to take it. I don't care. If you put another zero on it, it doesn't make any difference. It's not mine. So let's see here. What did he do? He brought it back to the bank. The word Chase was printed on the bank, so he went to the nearby Chase bank and found out, you know, whose it was. And
oh, Chase was printed on the bag?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. Because now you have an idea of where it might possibly
go. Yeah, you
got
to give it back. Come
on. That's different. I mean, one thing is just finding it in a bag that has no identification on it. You know, then what do you do?
He walked up to the teller and said, I think you might have, or somebody might have left this outside. Right. What he was thinking was that an employee left it behind when they were restocking the ATM. That would make some sense.
Right.
Anyway... Adams called the police, the bank, and the police determined the money was meant for the ATM, as it happened, and been under the care of the armored car company, Loomis. Yeah. So they just, the armored car driver,
He probably saved somebody's job.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
But now the other side of it is one wonders with this sort of temptation, there must be temptation, there are movies about this all the time, from way back when the Brinks job was done in the Boston area in the 50s. So... how much temptation is there? And what does it take to get you? Everybody's different, depending on your circumstance.
Right.
You and I and Jennifer wouldn't be tempted to take 17 grand. Although, I don't know, maybe you're at the moment, I might be tempted.
Now, if it were 100 bucks, I'd probably keep it. But 17 grand, that's serious money. I'd feel too bad about that.
Well, it depends if it's marked or unmarked. Like I said, it depends on whether or not you could trace who it belongs to, or if it's just, okay... you're never going to find who this belongs to. And if you give it back, it's just going to wind up, you know, in somebody else's hands. So
the police chief said, we all said right away, this guy deserves something. Credit for being an honest guy. And that's what he got.
Credit for being an honest guy. He got a certificate.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. But there are all kinds of stories like this that you find and you wonder, okay, what is the... this is the what do they call it, teachable moments? For your children. You have these conversations with your children, and you tell them this is what was done, this is why it was right. I think these are the most important things that you can teach kids, because they're around so much. They have these videos, and let's face it, most of the videos are scurrilous. The lessons that are taught, especially if they're these violent ones, you know, and that's where all this violence
begins. Well, Victoria, when she was a toddler, she was the rubber ducky thief. Because the Gap would put rubber duckies right at toddler height at their checkouts.
Yeah.
And every time I brought her in with a stroller, she would inevitably, it happened four or five times, swipe a rubber ducky. Not even if you put something at a kid's height. What do you think they're going to do when they're 14, 18, 20 months old? They take it. They have no concept of ownership.
At what age?
They have no concept of ownership.
Yeah.
So she would take it and she would, you know, stick it on the side of her stroller. And I wouldn't see it until I brought her back out to the car. And it would take her out of the stroller to put her in the car seat. I hate to tell you how many times we went back to Gap to give them back their rubber ducky.
Yeah.
That's
she loved the rubber ducky. Rubber ducky, you're the one. It's 19 before the hour. If you're trying to market yourself, you had a small company, you want a great marketing tool that cuts through all the media chatter. Text message marketing from Captain Email. I was just,
Captain Email.
I was explaining this to a couple of my colleagues here in New York last night.
I come to text of the day.
If you would like a free trial offer of this, you're so pleased with yourself, brother. She thinks she's going to get me because I'm here, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. And
she's
she has. I
doing
think
whatever she can do to get me. Anyway,
I haven't shown you my.
I don't want to see him.
No. Oh.
Free trial of how this works. Would you stop? I'm looking at this copy, and I know you're looking at me. Okay, what am I going to do? She's going to probably moon me or something. Anyway, if you would like to learn how to text message.
Are you showing him your girlfriend?
No. It's the text message marketing. This probably is going to be the most important waste of time that I've had today. Doug, text Doug to 313131 and get a free trial. See how this works for you and your business. Text message marketing, text Doug to 313131 and get an example of how this can work for you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
What would the world be like if there were not at least one scandal a day? One
boring.
Scandal a day.
Isn't
it, what does it say about us, though, that we are so fascinated with all these scandals? Here's the latest one. Miss USA.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently has been a bad girl.
Uh-oh, again?
Yep. She may or may not lose her crown. Mm-hmm. According to the news sources, her name is Rima Fakin. Is that her name?
Rima Fakin?
I think that's her name.
She's just
I don't
faking
know if
it?
it's not Fakin, but it's Rima
Faker. Faker? She's a faker. Anyway, she broke the rules. She was suspected of sneaking out to party all night, one night last week, and then she did not tell the truth.
Ugh. Oh, no.
The Miss Universe organization, which rules over winners with an iron fist, isn't that Trump? Didn't he buy the Miss Universe pageant?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, they are very careful about the image that Miss Universe has.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're now looking at security tapes to figure out whether she was being helped by somebody. And
oh,
that
goodness.
Is, use your imagination. She did some interviews, and apparently then she had the opportunity to go out and have some fun. She lives here in Manhattan, mm-hmm. apparently.
So what did she do? I mean, what is so serious that she just went out and...
Yeah, she went out.
And went to a party?
Went to a party.
So?
And, it's what they expect, they being these people, and I guess the folks that, the prudes who are all about judging mm-hmm. others, there's the thing now called the Kate Middleton syndrome. Apparently, Kate Middleton is as close to perfect as you can get.
Right.
Did they have, Jennifer, what do you know about their, did they live, I thought they lived together before.
Yes, they did, for several years.
Well, how can they?
And also, they had her in some kind of compromising situation at a party, I think.
Kate Middleton?
Yeah, a couple of pictures.
I thought it was her sister.
It was. Her sister's the bad girl now, but it was her a few years ago.
So, Kate Middleton, what does it mean, compromising situation?
She was
kissing somebody?
Big deal. Something, I don't know. She's still pretty darn perfect. If you look at her, very classy and very elegant.
Well, but again, we have in America, and I guess elsewhere around the world, because it's bred by religion for the most part, mm-hmm. this sort of strange reality, a strange feeling about what's proper and what isn't proper. You know, I remember my grandmother sitting at the table, and I scratching my...
As he's doing now, Jen, demonstrating to me.
And scratching your back end?
No.
No, his
oh, your
front end.
So, but, you know, you get itches, and so you scratch them. So my grandmother...
At the dinner table?
I'm going to throw up.
Well, but you really couldn't...
Did you sniff your fingers?
Oh, Jennifer.
Did you do it outside or inside your pants, Doc?
Outside. Oh. My grandmother was so proper. Everything had to be just so. Do we all have grandmothers
sounds
like that?
Like my mother.
Yeah.
Okay, your
my
mother.
My mother was like that.
All right. Everything. Yeah. So I guess there are two questions. How is it, it's not difficult to figure giving, again, some credence to understanding humanity and what people are all about. Mm-hmm. You want to be just the opposite of those people who are authority figures. So your mother said, do it this way. So Roberta, and everybody else, by the way, mm-hmm. does it that way. Or most people do, not everybody. My father said, do it this way. I did it that way. And it was something, you know, my father wanted me to stay around and go to school, so I went to Ohio. Mm-hmm. And my father wanted me to be in his business, so I went into the radio business. Whether it's conscious or subconscious, we seem to, and I grew up and have become as an adult, basically an anarchist. I can't stand authority no matter what it is. Who it is, I don't want somebody telling me what to do, where to go, how to act, what my values ought to be. But that's the essence of being free, I think. Mm-hmm. And growing up on the farm, I think you learn about animals who really, even though they have fences around them, they're free. If they're out in the pasture, they're free to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And they are, often. Now, you watch the animals, whether it's dogs or cows or whatever it is, and not to be crude, but, you know, they don't have any, there's no there's
they
no
poop
wall.
Or they eat.
They
yeah.
poop, they hump, they do whatever, you know, but that's what they do, right? Am I right or not?
Okay, Daddy. Yes, you're correct.
All right, that'll be on the highlight reel for today's program. Dr. Ken joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 11 before the hour. Time to be pain-free. You're traveling. Ken's traveling. A lot of times you sit in the plane, sit in the seat the wrong way. You're liable to get... I had this on the train the other night, Ken. I had a real sore shoulder and neck. Put on Salon Paz, and bingo, I was pain-free. We were talking to some of the people. I had interviews with some folks yesterday about this, and it was amazing how people find relief as quickly as they do with Salon Paz.
This Salon Paz really works, Doug. My patients love it. It's the first FDA-approved patch for mild to moderate pain, joints, muscles, bones, skin. It hurts. It works. And you don't have to get anything through the stomach. There's no irritation to your digestive tract.
It's time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com and get a free sample of Salon Paz. All right, so the cause of the E. coli outbreak, is guess on that?
Yeah, today's guess. Well, the Germans had a big news conference this morning, and they feel quite certain, Doug, that the contaminated vegetable sprouts from a local farm have caused Europe's current E. coli outbreak. It's the deadliest ever recorded. The update is 29 killed and 3,000 sickened.
All right. The study which suggests why it is that when smokers quit, they gain weight.
Well, this is an interesting study out of the medical journal Science, very credible. Apparently, there's an area of the body that suppresses our appetite by hormones. These are receptors that are blocked by a hormone. Apparently, nicotine gets in the way. So if you want to lose weight and stop smoking, you may want to use nicotine patch to
for
do it.
The Metafast Diet, 51 after.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
Her life was ruined because she participated in this movie, and they put her on uppers to keep her up to be able to keep filming with the rest of the crew. And she became addicted to them and never got away from drugs. Rest
How
of her
old
life.
Was she when she did this? She
was 17, 16,
wow.
17. Yeah. Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow. She looked so pure, so wonderful from The Wizard of Oz. By the way, the three guys that played the Tin Man, the Lion,
and the Scarecrow,
all veteran actors, and they all together, there's a great book out about the Wizard of Oz now, and three of them admit to, I think one or two of them is still alive, to being very jealous of all the attention that Judy Garland was getting on the set, and when they were walking, they were filming down the Yellow Brick Road, the three of them tried to concertedly push her off.
Is that why they were so close together?
Yeah.
They kept her.
Yeah, they were trying to keep her.
They were trying to upstage each other.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, imagine these people.
Actors.
Unbelievable. All right, so anyway.
Ever eat with one?
No, I haven't actually. Have I eaten
that was, well, what that, that's from, I think, the
is
producers.
It is it? Okay. Judy Garland was born on this day 89 years ago, so she would be 89 today. We celebrate that. Movie Music, Chuck Curry is off today, but we still have time to underscore what's coming out at the box office this weekend, plus our contest. So let's get started with the audio. You figure out what it is, and you win the swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, get yourself with your ears close to the radio or whatever your speaker device is, and listen carefully to the three cuts, see if you can figure it out. Here's the first one.
Abby Normal.
You got the voice.
Abby Normal.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
you
yeah,
know the movie?
Voices.
You know the movie, Roberta? No,
I think I do.
All right, now you don't know yet. 800-510-8255. Michael, next clip.
May I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town?
Oh, now I know it. Absolutely.
800-510-8255. Jennifer, you got it?
I do.
Do you?
Right, I do. I think I do. It's an old one, isn't it? An
it
oldie,
is.
Goodie,
an oldie,
goodie,
oldie, okay. Goodie, oldie from a rusty rack of wrinkled movies. Here's the last clue.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
What hump?
What hump?
You know, what will blow you away more than anything else here is the fact that the guy who starred in this movie is 78 years old.
But, you know, after his wife died, he never got over it. I don't even think he did another film
after that. Didn't do anything. He's done.
It destroyed him.
Yeah, what a shame. All right. You're talking about Rosanna Dana.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
God, what a character she was. All right, anyway, that's not the focus of the movie because she wasn't in the movie. But he was.
Yes.
Who is it? And what's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. All right, the movie news department. I guess people are interested, Jennifer, as to what is coming out today and what
we're seeing. Yeah, a couple of good movies coming out this weekend. Judy Moody and the Not-So-Bummer Summer is starting today.
What in the world is that
about? Is that a family movie?
Yeah, it's based on a children's book by Jordana Beatty, I guess, is the writer on that. And, oh, no, Megan McDonald, I apologize. And that stars Heather Graham.
Nobody cares, anyway.
Well, some people do. The people that read the books care. I want to give proper credit.
Okay.
Super 8's the one I'm excited about, though, Dougie. Have you heard about this one?
No, what's this about?
It's about these kids that are making a movie, and they witness a train accident, and there's something lurking inside the train.
Ooh.
I think it might
snakes?
Be a monster, but this is very E.T.-esque.
Ooh.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
It's called Super 8, and it's directed by J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg.
Oh,
so this
wow.
This could be a biggie.
This could be a good one. It's opening this weekend?
Yeah, it's opening this weekend. And then the last movie opening is Midnight in Paris. Haven't heard much about this one. It's a Woody Allen flick, and it stars Owen Wilson, Rachel McAdams, and Kathy Bates.
So,
there you go.
Under the circumstances, though, when it comes to stuff that comes from Woody Allen now, don't people, as a matter of course, stay away, unless you're a New Yorker, do you even get?
I know. What, do you even understand the humor?
He's so off the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't gotten very good reviews, but it is. It's a romantic comedy. If you're into it, go see it.
Yeah. All right.
Super 8's what I'm excited about. Those little kids and the cameras. And actually, Dougie, Dakota Fanning's sister is in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So she's coming along as well. Sorry, this is an example of kids that were not affected by. I told you, Megan was Dakota Fanning's teacher in her junior year, and they loved each other. She was just a great student, normal kid. Everybody liked her. She
grounded.
Very grounded. All right, Pat, what's the name of the movie?
Frankenstein.
Something's fine. No.
No,
Frankenstein.
Oh, Frankenstein. I thought you said
one word in it.
Something's fine. No, it is Frankenstein.
No, it's Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. All right, so we give her credit for that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Pat, you get the credit. That means you get the prize. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second. 59 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program from New York.